الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله يرزقنا حسن النية وحسن العمل. Before continuing from where we stopped yesterday, I want to say a few words. I know that maybe some among you find those who do not have, let me say, enough background, they might find going over Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyya is a little bit different than what they got used to, the way they used to study, learn, and the like. This is an important text. It is authored by a reliable, famous scholar. It is very famous. So, well understanding it is important for anyone who wants to be engaged in a da'wah. And I think all of you want that. This is why we are going over it. And we are not going into a lot of details, so each and every one among you understands well this text and can be able to refer it when teaching, discussing, or even debating. This is why Allah yubarik fikum, it is important for you to study what you take. I know that yesterday maybe myself and Hajj Ali sometimes were a little bit fast when we talked. But even though I think it's important for you, inshallah we'll fix it today, we'll try. But it is important on your part to review, to go back, and what I think it is a beneficial way, in addition to review with other brothers or sisters sitting together, a beneficial way is to go back to what you wrote and review it and check. If you couldn't write everything, try to fill the gaps from your brothers, from a tape, from etc. Just try to fill the gaps and be sure that what you wrote is right. There is nothing wrong because you're writing fast. That is important. And if you do this job, this work with another person, with a friend, that would be good also. Yani, in brief, Allah yubarik fikum, put the suitable effort in studying and reviewing this text. Be patient with it if you find any difficulty, because the benefit is a big benefit, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ahsana Allahu ilaykum.
Assalamu alaykum. قال المؤلف رحمه الله
I may cut it off for the noise.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله ولا شيء مثله ولا شيء يعجزه ولا إله غيره الشرح أنه لا يوجد شيء يماثله من جميع الوجوه أو بعض الوجوه
The author said we are on page 10 point number 2 Nothing is like him Nothing is beyond his power No one other than him deserves to be worshipped. You're going to see some changes, so whatever changes, I'm going to just say them, okay?
قول المؤلف رحمه الله ولا شيء مثله معناه أن الله تبارك وتعالى لا يماثله شيء من وجه من الوجوه أو من جميع الوجوه معنى ذلك أن الله لا يشبهه شيء المثلان okay, what the author meant that nothing is similar to Allah تبارك وتعالى by any means المثلان ما يسد أحدهما مسد الآخر When we say in Arabic مثل which is the term used in the verse which is the term used in the text When we say in Arabic مثل the scholars of Tawheed defined it by saying two things are similar مثلان in Arabic if each of them replaces the other وهذه المماثلة قد تكون من وجه وقد تكون من عدة وجوه This replacement, this similarity might be from one aspect or from more than one aspect, different aspects. مثلا تقول هذان العالمان مثلان For example, you say These two scholars are similar. معنى ذلك إذا قلت هذان العالمان مثلان أن كل واحد منهما يسد مسد الآخر. This means each one among them replaces the other, can replace the other. مفهوم من ذلك أن هذه المماثلة ليست من كل الوجوه من حيث ذاتهما As far as themselves are concerned it is understood from this that when we say they are similar we do not mean from all aspects ليس معنى ذلك أن أحدهما وجهه كوجه الآخر على التمام ويده كيد الآخر على التمام وبدنه كبدن الآخر على التمام ونسبه كنسب الآخر على التمام مفهوم هذا It is known very clear, obvious that this does not mean that one's face is exactly like the other's one one's tie is exactly like the other one one's lineage is exactly as like the others It is understood that We are talking about one aspect, which is the knowledge. حتى في هذا أحيانا يقال هذان العالمان مثلان ويكون أحدهما من حيث العلم يعرف كل ما يعرفه الآخر وقد يكون بينهما تفاوت. Even on this level, we might say these two scholars are similar, and mean by that that every one of them knows exactly all what the other knows, and we can mean other than that, that they have, for example, close levels, or other than that. So, إذن المماثلة قد تكون من وجه وقد تكون من كل الوجوه. So when we say two things are similar, this might refer to all the aspects and it might refer to one or more aspect. من هنا يعرف أن كل الأجسام متماثلة من حيث الجسمية. So from here it is known that all the bodies are similar from the aspect that they are bodies. They are volumes. They occupy space. ومن هنا يعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى ليس جسما. From this it is known that Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a body. لأن الله لا يماثله شيء. Because nothing is similar to Allah تبارك وتعالى. إذن أحيانا في حق المخلوق المماثلة قد تكون مثبتة بينه وبين مخلوق آخر من وجه منفية من وجه آخر. So when we talk about the creation, one creation might be similar to another creation, or one creation is similar to another creation from one aspect and not similar from another aspect. أما في حق الله فالمماثلة منفية عنه سبحانه وتعالى سواء من وجه أو من جميع الوجوه. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He has no similar, neither from one aspect nor from all aspects. Allah does not resemble anyone by any means. هذا عقيدة أهل السنة. This is the creed of أهل السنة. وهذا ما يدل عليه قول الله تبارك وتعالى ليس كمثله شيء. And this is what the saying of Allah ليس كمثله شيء means. لأن في هذه الآية نفي المثلية على الإطلاق. Because in this verse negates any similarity between Allah تبارك وتعالى and the creation. والعجيب كنت تستغربوا يعني أو بعضكم قد يستغرب أن المشبه يقولون قول الله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء من الآيات المتشابهة. And you might be surprised, or maybe some of you, that those who liken Allah to the creation, al-Wahhabiyya nowadays, and their teachers, they say about the saying of Allah ليس كمثله شيء that it is among the verses that are متشابهات. You know, in Al-Quran there are explicit verses that have explicit meanings the verse cannot bear except one meaning. And there are verses that as far as the language is concerned can bear more than one meaning. So one needs to go back to other verses to specify what they mean. The verse laysa kamithlihi shay is it has an explicit meaning. It is very clear. It means nothing resembles Allah Tabaraka. There is no similarity. To be more specific, if you want, there is no similarity at all between Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and any of the creation. Laysa kamithlihi shay, which is any of the creation. There is no similarity between Allah Ta'ala and anyone among the creations. This is what the verse means. Strangely, the Wahhabis say that this is a verse among al-mutashabih. They mean it does not have an explicit meaning. It can bear more than one meaning. لماذا يقولون هذا؟ لأنهم لا يريدون نفيا مماثلة الله للمخلوقات. فيقولون بحسب الظاهر الآية تدل على نفي المماثلة بين الله وبين المخلوقات، لكن في الحقيقة يوجد نوع مماثلة. معناها غير ذلك يوجد نوع مماثلة. They say that because they want to say apparently as it appears this verse means that Allah does not resemble the creation. But really, this is what they want to say. But really there is a type of similarity between Allah and the creation. So the true meaning of the verse is different than the apparent meaning. This is why they say it is not an explicit verse. It's not a verse that has an explicit meaning. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى حَتَّى يعني مثلا يعني كيف بدي أقول لتأكيد ذلك في قلوبكم أذكر لكم مثلا أن ابن تيمية في أكثر ابن تيمية رأسهم ومرجعهم والذي أخذوا أقوالهم منه يقول أهل السنة قط ما عرف عنهم نفي المشابهة عن الله. قال قد أهل السنة قط ما قالوا إن الله لا يشبه الخلق. يعني to make this more clear for you, Ibn Taymiyyah, their leader, the one to whom they refer in their ilqweeds, in more than one of his books said that it is not known. This is what he said. He said it's not known that Ahl al-Sunnah denied similarity between Allah and the creation. وغفل أنه هو في بعض كتبه نقل إجماع أهل السنة على ذلك. And he did not pay attention that Ibn Taymiyyah himself in some of his books he copied the consensus of the Muslim scholars that there is no similarity between Allah and the creation. The same text that he denied, he said Ahlus Sunnah did not say it, the same words, he copied the consensus among Ahlus Sunnah about it. The same words, the same text. لذلك هؤلاء لا يوثق بهم ولا بنقلهم حتى في النقل يكذبون. These people are liars. Even when they copy things, they lie. When they copy from others, they lie. One should not rely on what they say or what they copy. ثم إذا قلنا إنه لا مماثلة إلى هنا واضح up till here, is it clear? طيب. ثم إذا قلنا إنه لا مماثلة بين الخالق والمخلوق ليس معنى ذلك أننا ننفي الصفات عن الخالق عز وجل. When we say there is no similarity between the Creator and the creation, this does not mean that we, Ahlus Sunnah, deny or reject or deny the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ahlus Sunnah يقولون الله ذات موصوف بصفات قائمة به. Ahlus Sunnah say Allah is a self attributed with attributes. فقولنا الله لا يشبه الخلق ليس معناه أننا ننفي اتصاف الله بالصفات القائمة بذاته. So when we say Allah does not resemble the creation, this does not mean that we deny that Allah is attributed with the befitting attributes. إنما معنى كلامنا أنه أن ذاته لا يشبه الذوات وأن صفاته لا تشبه صفات المخلوقات. Rather, what we mean is that the self of Allah does not resemble the selves of the creation, and the attributes of Allah do not resemble the attributes of the creation, because there is no kind there is no similarity at all between Allah and the creation. وليس معنى قولنا الله حي أن هذا تشبيه لله تعالى بالمخلوقات. ليس معنى قولنا الله عالم أن هذا تشبيه لله بالمخلوقات. ليس معنى قولنا إن الله قدير تشبيه لله بالمخلوقات. And when we say Allah is attributed with knowledge, or Allah is attributed with power, or Allah is attributed with life, this does not mean that we liken Allah تبارك وتعالى to the creation. لأن العلم الذي يتصف الله به ليس كعلم الخلق وقدرته ليست كقدرتهم وحياته ليست كحياتهم. Because the knowledge which is an attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the knowledge of the creation. His life does not resemble the life of the creation. His power does not resemble the power of the creation. نقول عن الله حي وعن مخلوق من المخلوقات حي. هذا اتفاق في اللفظ، توافق في اللفظ وليس توافقا في المعنى. We say about a creation that this creation is alive, attributed with life. And we say about Allah Ta'ala that He is attributed with life. This does not mean that Allah is similar to this creation, or this creation is similar to Allah. This is usage of the same terms. The terms are similar, but the meanings of these terms are not similar in this context. إذا إذا توافق اللفظان هذا لا يدل على الاشتراك في المعنى، لا يدل دائما على المشاركة، على الاشتراك في المعنى، على المماثلة في المعنى، على المشابهة في المعنى. Not always when you use two similar terms, this means that the meanings are similar, that you refer to the same meaning. أحيانا الكلمة الواحدة يكون لها 20 معنى أو أكثر، أكثر من 20 معنى. Sometimes one word in Arabic might have more than 20 meanings, and in other languages maybe. One word might have more than 20 meanings. كلمة مولى تستعمل بمعنى السيد وتستعمل بمعنى العبد. For example, the term مولى in Arabic can mean the owner of the slave, and it can mean also the slave. The same term is used for both and for additional 20 other meanings. The same word, مولى. فليس الأمر كما توهم الفلاسفة. So the reality is not like the philosophers claimed. الفلاسفة قالوا نحن نقول عن المخلوق حي، إذن لا يقال عن الله متصف بالحياة. نقول عن المخلوق قادر، إذن لا يقال عن الله قادر. نقول عن المخلوق موجود، إذن لا يقال عن الله موجود. نفوا الصفات عن الله عز وجل. The philosophers out of their out of the weakness of their minds claimed that they said the creature, we say about the creature that it is alive, then we don't say about Allah Ta'ala that it is alive. We say about the creature that it is powerful, then we don't say about Allah that it is attributed with the power. We say about the creature that it exists, then we don't say about Allah that Allah exists. They denied the attributes of Allah based on what? Based on this matter that we name the attributes, some of the attributes of the creatures with the names life, power, knowledge, etc. So because of that, they said Allah is not attributed with the attributes of life, knowledge, power, etc. وهذا ضلال كبير, of course. هذا فساد كبير. كفر. This is blasphemy, as it is clear for you. من ضعف عقلهم ما فرقوا بين الاتفاق في العبارة والاتفاق بين الاتفاق في اللفظ والاتفاق في المعنى. Because of the weak minds, weak understanding, they could not differentiate between using, between the similarity in statements, in words, and similarity in what? In the meanings. They could not conceive that using the same term in two different contexts can bear two different meanings and not the same meaning. Do not entail always that these two words bear the same meaning in the two statements. they couldn't make the difference between these two matters. نحن أهل السنة لا نقول كما قال الفلاسفة ولا نقول كما قال المشبهة. We the people of As-Sunnah, we those who follow the Prophet, the methodology of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, we do not accept the saying of the philosophers, and we do not accept the saying of al-mushabbiha, those who liken Allah to the creation. لا ننفي الصفات عن الله ولا نثبت صفات تشبه صفات المخلوقات له سبحانه. We do not deny the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى, and we do not attribute to Allah attributes that are similar to the attributes of the creation. إنما نقول الله موصوف بصفات تليق به ليست كصفاتنا. Rather we say that Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with befitting attributes that do not resemble our attributes. وأما قوله رحمه الله تعالى ولا شيء يعجزه, فقد أراد به الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه الرد على المعتزلة. إلى هنا واضح؟ Is it clear up till here? نعم. I'll give it to you later إن شاء الله. Because the Wahhabis say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if you say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if you say there is no similarity at all between Allah and any of the creation, then how would they be able, if they say this is an explicit verse and it means just what it appears to mean, if they say that and it does not bear another meaning, then how would they be able to justify their saying that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has eyes, ears, speaks with letters, sounds, a shin, a hand, a foot, a side? How would they be able to justify their saying that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala inhabits the sky or a place? They wouldn't be able to justify that. So this is why they say, well, it does not mean what it appears to mean. How would they justify attributing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with sitting, getting down, and going up? Yeah, that's why they say that. And exactly in a context close to this, Ibn Taymiyyah denied that Ahlul Sunnah ever said there is no similarity at all between Allah and the creation. Yeah. طيب. قلنا وقوله رحمه الله تعالى ولا شيء يعجزه أراد به الرد على المعتزلة. Now the statement of Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, nothing is beyond his power, or let me say, Abu Ja'far said in his text, nothing is beyond his power, to refute al-Mu'tazila. لأن المعتزلة لهم مقالة خبيثة في هذا الموضوع. Because referring to this issue, al-Mu'tazila has a very very ugly statement. قالوا أي المعتزلة الله تعالى كان قادرا على ما يقدر عليه العبد إلى أن أعطى العبد القدرة على ما يقدر عليه. فلما أعطى العبد القدرة على ما يقدر عليه صار عاجزا عن تلك المقدورات التي هي للعبد. المعتزلة said Allah had the power over everything until he gave the human being, the slave, the power to do certain things. Once he gave the slave this power, Allah lost the power over these matters, the matters that he gave the slave the power to do. They said Allah lost the power over these matters. Abu Ja'far arada radda alayhim bihazi al-maqala. Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi wanted to refute them about this statement. وأمثال هؤلاء من يقول بهذه المقالة لا يجوز الشك في كفره. And the one who says such a statement has to be judged as a blasphemer. It is not permissible to doubt about his judgment that he is a blasphemer. لأنه وصف الله تعالى بالعجز, because such a person is attributing Allah تبارك وتعالى with powerlessness. وهذه المقالة ثابتة عن المعتزلة. This is a confirmed statement among the statements of المعتزلة. من مقالاتهم ثابتة ومن مقالات علماء أهل السنة فيما نقلوا عنهم. It is confirmed from their statements and it is confirmed from them in what the big scholars of Ahl Sunnah copied of their sayings. بل على حسب قولهم لا يستقيم مذهبهم إلا بهذا. According to their sayings, Al-Mu'tazila, according to their saying, their belief wouldn't be logic if they don't say that. This is what they say. They say it wouldn't be mentally correct if we do not say that. بعد هذا العجب كيف يتوقف بعض الناس في تكفيرهم. Knowing that, it is strange how some people are not firm in judging them as blasphemers. بل إن بعض المتأخرين يقول الأصح عدم تكفيرهم. Not just that, some later scholars say that when I say scholars, this means they acquired knowledge in certain areas. Does not mean that they are knowledgeable in all the different areas of the knowledge of the religion. So some of the later scholars said the correct saying, or the saying that has more weight, is not to judge the Mu'tazila as blasphemers. هؤلاء تائهون. These scholars who said that are lost. الذي يقول عن الله عاجز كيف لا يكفر. The one who attributes Allah with powerlessness. How such a person wouldn't be judged as a blasphemer? This is not acceptable. هذا تكذيب للقرآن. This is belying Al-Quran. وتكذيب لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So be aware, be warned, some of the later scholars, among some of the Hanafis and some of the Shafi'is, among the later scholars, they claimed that the saying that has more weight is not to judge the Mu'tazila as blasphemers. This is a very strange saying, taking in consideration, especially if you take in consideration that Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i himself had a debate with one of the leaders, and he told him straight in his face, لَقَدْ كَفَرْتَ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. You are a blasphemer. You are not believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's what he told him straight in his face. And taking in consideration that Al-Imam Abu Hanifa himself explicitly mentioned that these people are blasphemers. So how would one claiming to follow Al-Shafi'i or Abu Hanifa, how would he dare to say that the saying which has more weight is not to judge them as blasphemers? Maybe these people did not know. Maybe some among them did not know what they say. What do they say really? It depends on the what do they know about Al-Mu'tazila? Do they know their sayings? Really, they know what they say, or they don't? Several scholars in different areas, I met them, and they told me, Jazallah Shaykh Abdullah Khayran. They made dua for Shaykh Abdullah. They told me, we knew that Ibn Taymiyyah is a misguided person. We never knew what he said exactly until we read the book that Shaykh Abdullah authored in refuting him, stating his sayings, where did he say this statement, in which book, which page, etc. They said, so now we know that he was not only a misguided person, he is a blasphemer. He was a blasphemer. They told me, several ones told me, we heard about the Wahhabis that they are deviated people. But after reading Sheikh Abdullah's books, we now know that they are not only deviated, they are blasphemers. Because now we know what they say. We know their sayings, exactly what they say. And those who say these statements are not Muslims for sure. Several people in several areas, several scholars in several areas told me that. So sometimes they might not know what they said. وقوله رحمة الله عليه ولا إله غيره معناه لا يستحق الإلهية أحد إلا الله تبارك وتعالى. The saying of الطحاوي, there is no God but him or but Allah تبارك وتعالى, means that no one deserves to be attributed with Godhood except Allah تبارك وتعالى. وقد اختلف العلماء في تفسير معنى الإله. The scholars had different opinions, two opinions. They had different opinions what the word إله, which means God, what does it mean. بعضهم قال الإله هو المستحق للعبادة. Some of them said الإله or إله, God means the one who deserves to be worshipped. وبعضهم قال ولا أحد يستحق أن يعبد, أي أن يتذلل له نهاية التذلل إلا الله. And there is no one who deserves to be worshipped, that is for one to submit to him to the extreme submission except Allah تبارك وتعالى. وبعضهم قال وهذا القول منقول ينقله الفيومي في المصباح المنيب. This saying is copied by الفيومي, الفيومي, a very famous linguistic, in his book Linguist, in his book المصباح المنيب, a very famous book also, a very famous dictionary authored by him. This is one saying. هذا أحد القولين. قال الإله المعبود أي بحق ثم استعاره المشركون فأطلقوه على ما يعبدون من دون الله. He said that Al-Ilah means the one who deserves to be worshipped. Later, the blasphemers used this term to call their idols, to call their idols with it. والقول الثاني أن الإله هو من له قدرة الإبداع والاختراع, الموصوف المتصف بالقدرة على الإبراز من العدم إلى الوجود على الخلق. The other saying is that Al-Ilah means the one who is attributed with the power of creating, with the power of creating, bringing from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. وهذا القول يذكره الإمام الأشعري وغيره. And the second saying is mentioned by الإمام أبو الحسن الأشعري and others. وعلى القولين يعلم أنه لا يجوز أن يقال الإله إلا عن الله عز وجل. And going by either of these two sayings, it is known that it is not permissible to say al-ilah except about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وأنه لا يجوز أن يقال عن غير الله إله. And it is not permissible to say about other than Allah, it is not permissible to call other than Allah ilah. Illa ma'al idafa, ka'an yuqal alihatu ha'ula'i al-mushrikeen, aw ilahu ha'ula'i al-mushrikeen, aw ha'ula'i al-mushrikuna ilahuhum, aw nahu zalik. Ma'naahu الذي هم يعتبرونه إلها. Except, it is not permissible to call other than Allah إله, except in a certain context in the Arabic language, when you make a relation between this term and the blasphemers. So if you say about the idol that the blasphemers worship in the Arabic terms, هذا إلههم, by saying إلههم, this would mean the one that they consider as deserving to be worshipped. But without any restriction, it is not permissible to call anyone or anything other than Allah ilah in Arabic. Without restriction, any restriction, it is not permissible. Actually, when we say la ilaha illallah, isn't this what we say? There is no God but Allah. So it's not permissible to attribute the term God to anyone other than Allah. Isn't it? This is what it means. This is what La ilaha illallah means. Naam. يكفي حسن يكفي. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: قديم بلا ابتداء. The author said he is قديم, that is eternal, with no beginning. القديم إذا أطلق على الله تبارك وتعالى معناه ما لا بداية لوجوده. علماء التوحيد إذا استعملوا لفظ القديم في حق الله يريدون ما لا بداية لوجوده, لا يريدون ما مر عليه زمان طويل. The term القديم, when it is used referring to Allah تبارك وتعالى, it means the one without a beginning. This is what the scholars of Tawheed mean when they attribute this term to Allah تبارك وتعالى. القديم في لغة العرب يأتي بمعنى ما تقادم عهده, ما مر عليه زمان طويل, ويأتي بمعنى ما لا بداية لوجوده. In the Arabic language, the term قديم can bear two meanings. It can bear the meaning of something that existed since long time, something that a long time lapsed on it, and it can bear the meaning without a beginning. إذا أطلق على الله لا يراد به لا يصح أن يطلق على الله إلا بمعنى ما لا بداية لوجوده. It is not permissible to attribute this term to Allah except with the meaning of the one that does not have a beginning. ولا يصح إطلاقه على المخلوق إلا بمعنى ما مضى عليه زمان طويل. And it is not permissible to attribute a creation with it except with the meaning the one that long time lapsed on it, old, with the meaning of old. ومثل القديم الأزلي أيضا يطلق بالمعنيين في اللغة. Like the term قديم is the term أزلي in Arabic. It can bear the two meanings. فإذا أطلق على الله لا يطلق إلا بمعنى ما لا أول له. If you use it referring to Allah تبارك وتعالى, then it is not permissible to mean by it except the one without a beginning. قال رحمه الله دائم بلا انتهاء لا يفنى ولا يبيد. The author said he is دائم, that is everlasting, without an end. He will never perish or cease to exist. هذا المعنى يفهم من قوله قديم, لكن علماء التوحيد وأبو جعفر منهم لا يكتفون باللزوم في كثير من الأحيان, إنما يوضحون المعنى المراد. لا يكتفون أن هذا المعنى يلزم منه المعنى الآخر فلا يذكرون المعنى الثاني, بل لأجل إيضاح المراد يذكرون المعنى الأول ويذكرون أيضا يصرحون بذكر المعنى الثاني وإن كان لازما له يلزم منه. This is understood when he said that Allah does not cease to exist, does not cease from existing. This is understood by the first term when he said that Allah exists without a beginning. But the scholars of At-Tawheed, usually, they are many times, they do not they are not satisfied by saying one issue and not saying the other meaning, which is known and understood from the first one. So they do not rely on that this is understood from the other statement, rather to make it more clear and more explicit, they mention the second meaning also, although it would be understood from the first statement. Like here, إذا قيل الله لا بداية لوجوده معناه لا يفنى ولا يبيد, لأن الذي يطرأ عليه الفناء يكون متغيرا والمتغير مخلوق إذن له بداية. If one says that Allah exists without a beginning, it is understood from that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not perish. Because what is attributed with non-existence after existence is something that accepts change, and anything that changes or accepts change is a creation. it is in need for someone to create it, then it has a beginning. فمع أن هذا المعنى الثاني مفهوم من الأول أبو جعفر ما اكتفى باللزوم إنما أوضحه. So although you can easily deduce the second meaning from the first one, although the second meaning is deduced from the first one, Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi was not satisfied by mentioning the first one only. He mentioned the second one to make it very clear and very specific. Rahmatullahi alayhi. وَبَقَاءُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَبَقَاءِ خَلْقِهِ لَيْسَ كَبَقَاءِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. The everlastingness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not like the everlastingness of Al-Jannah and Hellfire, Paradise and Hellfire. بَقَاءُ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ لَيْسَ بِذَاتِهِمَا. Paradise and Hellfire are not everlasting out of themselves. إنما بقاء الجنة والنار بإبقاء الله لهما. Paradise and hellfire are everlasting because Allah willed for them to be like that, not to perish. أما من حيث ذاتهما يجوز عليهما عقلا الفناء. As far as themselves are concerned, it is permissible for them, mentally permissible for them to perish. But because Allah willed for them not to perish, they do not stop from existing. ثم بقاء الجنة والنار بمرور الزمان بعد الزمان عليهما. أما بقاء الله فليس بمرور زمان عليه. Moreover, the everlastingness of hellfire and paradise is by the lapse of time, that is by one moment lapsing over them, on them all over, after another moment, and then another moment, and then another moment, and so on without an end. The everlastingness of Allah is not by the lapsing of time. It is an attribute that does not resemble the attributes of the creation. So when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting, His everlastingness does not resemble the everlastingness of hellfire and paradise. An atheist said, "Oh, you Muslims, you claim that Allah does not resemble the creation. You say that Allah is everlasting, and you say that paradise and hellfire are everlasting. So how do you say that Allah does not resemble the creation?" The answer is easy. The everlastingness of Allah is not like the everlastingness of paradise and hellfire. And thus, there is no resemblance between Allah and the creation. Barakallahu fikum wa hafizakum. Let us stop here. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa ahkam. Ahad indahu su'al, do you have any questions? Yeah, go ahead, brother. Ma sami'tu, ma al-farq bayna? Ar-Rabbu huwa al-ilah. أما من حيث اللغة رب العالمين معناه مالك العالمين مالكهم. تفضل. هذه إذا كان هذا لو كان القرآن نزل على حسب لغة محمد بن عبد الوهاب، لكن القرآن نزل على حسب لغة محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعلى حسب لغة العرب هذا لا يستقيم، ما قالوه لا يستقيم، لا يقول هذا إلا جاهل لا يعرف اللغة. هذه كاف ليست بمعنى مثل هنا، ليست كاف صلة، هنا يقال عنها صلة ليست بمعنى مثل. الكاف هنا للتأكيد ليست بمعنى مثل، لتأكيد النفي. إذا أراد إنسان مدحك فقال ليس كمثلك رجل، معنى يوجد مثلك؟ العرب لا يتكلمون هكذا. تفضل. قول أبي الحسن الأشعري له أرجحية. تفضل حاجة. هني تأثب حاج. نعم سبحان الله. ايه مجاهد قوعد. The saying of ايه الفيومي ان المصباح. yes What Al-Fayyumi said, that Al-Ilah means the one who deserves to be worshipped. Later, this is the original meaning. This is the meaning in the language. Later, the blasphemers, those who take partners with Allah, used this term and attributed it to the idols that they worship. This is what he said. Wafiq. ايه تفضل محمد.
روي عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انه قال استعينوا على نصائح حوائجكم في الكتاب. ما معنى هذا؟
ايوه بارك الله فيك يا محمد. يعني الكتمان يساعد في كثير من الأحيان الإنسان على أن تنقضي حاجته. وبك لكن هذا ليس حديثا صحيحا ثابتا، ليس ثابتا عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. تفضل. إن شاء الله أذكر لك فيما بعد. هلا لا أذكر على يعني اسم الكتاب ونحو ذلك، لا أذكر أسماء الكتب، لا أذكر يا علي. قدرية means those who deny القدر. المعتزلة are among them. Because Al-Mu'tazila had additional beliefs. No. Al-Hanafiyya. هو كفر صدق. الذي عقيدته تخالف عقيدة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في أصلها، في أصلها، كيف يكون مسلما؟ إذن إيش هو الفرق بين المسلم والكافر؟ إذا كان الذي تخالف عقيدته في الأصل عقيدة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، إذا كان مثل هذا يكون مسلما، إذا من هو الكافر؟ إذن عابد الصنم لماذا يكفر لو كان هؤلاء لا يكفرون؟ Some people nowadays they say we know that the Wahhabis are deviated, they have deviated convictions, but we do not judge them as blasphemers, although they know what they believe. They know about their beliefs, and that they liken Allah to the creation, they believe that Allah sits on al-arsh, etc. The one who knows that about them and say that they are not blasphemers, he himself, he or she, commits blasphemy. Because these people, they contradict the belief of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Their belief does not comply with the belief of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the base of it. So if such people are not claimed as blasphemers, then who would be the blasphemer? What's the difference between a Muslim and a kafir, then, a non-Muslim? If the one who contradicts in the base of the belief, in the base of the belief, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who contradicts Al-Quran in the base of the belief, is not a blasphemer, is not a kafir, then who is the kafir then? If he is not a Muslim, then who is the non-Muslim then? Then why would these people judge the idol worshipper to be a blasphemer? But there is no difference between the Wahhabi and the idol worshipper. What do they say about those people who, what do they call them? The Greeks, the ancient Greeks. What did they say? Didn't they worship like Zeus and other idols? Didn't they believe that they lived in the sky? They are in the sky. So what's the difference between a Wahhabi and someone who worshipped? And someone who worshipped Zeus? What's the difference? So if they claim that one to be a blasphemer, why wouldn't they claim the Wahhabi to be a blasphemer? Doesn't have any meaning. Doesn't have any base to say that. سأل السؤال أخوك علي، أجب له إياه إن شاء الله. هاي المسائل هلأ يعني قبل ما إجي بمدة قريبة ببضعة أيام كنت أجمعها من كتبه، فما تيسر لي الوقت حتى أضبط على التمام. أعطوني نتفة وقت أجب لكم إياه. تكرم عينك. Yeah, they do. Yes. Yes. Does this person know the Arabic language? Then let him adhere to the proper meanings in the Arabic language. If he wants to say something right, let him say it properly in the Arabic language. How would it be said properly in the Arabic language? It would be correct. Okay? The way it is correct in the to be said in the Arabic language, this is how he should say it, if it has a proper meaning. Don't play with these issues. Don't play with these issues. Don't try to go around certain things. If you are talking with someone who is not a Muslim, don't try. Sometimes you think you are saying a statement speak properly. You can still tell this person that your belief is different than mine, can't you? Without going into a shubi'ulu. Without going into a shubi'ulu. A fight, yani. You can still live with people that have different convictions than yours without going into fights with them and without losing your identity and your religion. And you don't need to go to say weird statements. Just if you tell someone, okay, your belief is different than mine, we don't believe like that. The one who believes such and such, I think and I believe, we as Muslims we believe, that he's going astray. He is not going to be safe in the hereafter. Can't you say that? Straight and safe and without causing troubles? You can. So don't go otherwise and seek dangerous ways to say things. Yeah, ask him, what does he think this statement mean? What does it mean in Arabic, according to him? سهل سهل نوصل له إن شاء الله واصلين إن شاء الله. طيب بارك الله فيكم. نهلل لا إله